Good evening. Welcome to the Freight and Salvage. We are glad you're here tonight. As the film said, for the months of September and October, we are making a special effort to celebrate the freight, all of those people who are donors, all of the music makers, all of the staff, and all of the volunteers that make this happen, but most especially you here tonight. Thank you for being here. We do have very simple guidelines for the building. We do ask that you wear a mask covering your mouth and nose at all times, unless you are eating or drinking in the concessions area out here in the lobby. And if you can do that for us, we can continue to have live music, and I suspect you all are fans of live music. Just a couple of housekeeping tips. We please ask that you restrict your photos to the first three songs of each set. Yes, we do have two full sets tonight. No flash photography, please. No audio recording, please. No video recording. And that's just about it. Bella and the gang will be out in just a minute. Thank you for helping us celebrate the freight. If you would like to know more about becoming a friend of the freight, talk to Yvonne out here in the lobby at the Friend of the Freight desk. So thank you very much.
Not everybody gets to see this. I'm kind of feeling special tonight. All right. How's it look? It's all downhill from here. We'll be back. Thank you.
Another tune. This is a fun tune to play. It's not fun to actually get this. This is called Vertigo.
Eight more space just with Vertigo.
Slow down here after that a little. Relax after that last tune. You think we should chill it just a little bit? Let's do that. I'll check back in with you after that. I'm ready to go onward. Round Rock.
Thank you. Thank you. won't be still off this new record called Our Little Secret. And we debated whether to let you know that title or not, because it's kind of defeats the purpose. Anyway, here we are. But you know, as I stand up here and play this beautiful music tonight, Bela, I am so reminded, you know, as we kind of run through all these types of songs, just the history that you bring to this new project and your career, and you know, got a room full of fans here that have appreciated everything you've done over all these generations and decades. You know, and I'm thinking about all the, you know, just the cross-cultural meanings musically, and fusing one thing or another together to make something new, and redefining a lot of traditions within the world of the banjo, and even, you know, creating genres that really didn't exist, you know, until you got a hold of it. Well, I mean, and I just want to lay all that out there for the folks in there, just to say, Bela Fleck, if there was one thing that you had to just, you know, when you lay that great big head of yours down at night, what one thing are you so proud of? Like, I have done this, and this is a good thing.
Well, thank you, Brian, for giving me the opportunity to answer that question.
You're welcome. I know people are on the edge of their leather seats down here. So.
Yeah, but there's not much that I've done that I liked, but there's one thing that I often sit up late at night and think about, and that really was something.
Yeah.
It was a combination with of the bluegrass and polka music, which I like to call folk-ass music.
It
really, really worked. Would you like to hear some folk-ass music? Is the freight insured for that sort of thing? Let's just go.
Give it all you've got. Oh, come on, the band.
been a lot of Latin scrubs invented forecast music. Well, it's pretty wonderful to be here playing for you guys, and with these guys. But I feel like something's missing. Like, we need something we haven't had yet. I know what it is. We need more banjo. It just hasn't been enough banjo to me. Fortunately, Justin Moses is an incredible banjo player, among other things. Here's a tune called Boulder Dash. Thank you. that's hard to do, get up and play banjo like that cold. I wouldn't do it. I'm scared just thinking what he just did. We got one more song for this set. We'll be back with a bunch more music, so please stick around. And as I understand it, there are two kinds of bluegrass. Traditional bluegrass and the other kind?
Polka.
That's not bluegrass,
oh.
Stuart. That's something else entirely.
I'm new to this.
So here's a tune called Charm School. Thanks again for being here, everybody. We really appreciate it. We'll be back shortly. Thank you. Did I say something, or do you want to just start this?
No, talk about that.
Let's discuss. How about we just start the song and I won't say anything?
Started with a tune called Strider from the new record, and then went into a Fleck classic called Big Country, and then paired with Down in the Swamp from the Drive record, and that last tune was called The Overgrown Waltz from the Tales from the Acoustic Clinic, Volume 2 of the Bluegrass Sessions. also known as a really long album title. My Bluegrass Heart just kind of gets there too. Good job, Ava. Way to devolve.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate that.
We're going to do a tune now that I wrote a few years ago, kind of written in the frustration that maybe a lot of us have out here, just sort of seeing you know, certain facets of our society kind of crumbling, mainly the ability to have a conversation with our neighbor, and even within our disagreements, you know, still respect and have a, I'm talking to you guys, have a civil conversation. So it's written out of that kind of frustration. And
if we come to a conclusion, we'll let you know.
Okay. Well, the other side of this, Stuart, is the hope. Song written in the tune is a hope that we can find that space again someday. Having civilized conversation with our neighbor seems like a pretty simple thing, but unfortunately it's a little harder than it should be. Anyway, here's Time Has Come. A lonesome world, tragic time. Discussions framed by battle lines. Just reach across and take my hand, and let's repair this broken land. Brother, time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. Brother, time has come to find a peaceful place to start. I was young, careful what comes off my tongue. Words can cut straight to the bone. They're bruising more than sticks and stones. Sister, time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. Sister, time has come to harmonize and blend our parts. Touch, we're losing life. The answer's not in guns and balls, but open doors, respect for all. People, time has come for you and I to make amends and heal our troubled hearts. People, time has come to fix what's tearing us apart. Most important to be found. It's not too late to turn this thing around. Justin Moses over here now is playing the fiddle.
A little faster than what we just did in the song.
we should do this next one. This is one called Hunky Dory. And,
it's what?
Hunky Dory, do you know this one?
This wasn't on the list that you gave me.
Is that, remember that rehearsal you came kind of late to the other day? And you kind of missed this one?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, are you sure we should do it?
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. What do you guys think? You don't need to rehearse, can I have a problem? No, what I'm thinking is you could just sort of lay out, that's when you don't play.
Okay.
And then at a certain point when it becomes very obvious to everybody how the thing goes, you could come in and play that. I could look at you and you could, like, come in.
And that's the only way I'll know if you give me the nod.
I'll look at you, yeah. Okay. And I'll nod. If I look at you and don't nod, don't come in.
All right. I'll keep watch.
All right. We got a plan. And Mark Schatz showed up about 15 minutes early to that rehearsal, I just have to say.
You got cookies for everybody.
Yeah, organic chocolate chip cookies. It's really good. Thanks, Mark. That's a good way to do rehearsal.
So, sure you did.
Let's just go on from there. Let me say. Should I tell them about your triumph in Alaska? Yeah. Mark was in a triathlon in Alaska, in Juneau, Alaska. He came in 236th after a pack of huskies. How did that go for you, Mark?
Rough.
It was rough. Okay. Well, this would be a good team to practice for your next triathlon. Are you going back next year? Okay. So this will be an opportunity for Brian to learn the song and Mark to practice for the triathlon called Hunky Dory. Are you with us? It makes us very happy to do this sort of thing, so just, it'll be awesome.
Thank you.
stuff on the guitar. Let's do this next one before we get scared. Slippery you.
Again. Let's wait for the bass player. Again.
Pleasure it's been to play here with this incredible band, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle, the greatest of the California fiddlers, Brian Sutton on the guitar, and North Carolina, Mark Schatz on the bass, all the way to Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Jacob Kellum from Washington State, Oregon State. Close enough. Justin Moses, Tennessee? Yes. You're welcome. But thanks again, everybody. It was a gas to play, and it was a good lesson. You guys are all awesome. Love you. Bye.
Thank you.
Set three begins.
Yeah.